angels, shepherds, no room at the inn, a manger, a baby. We've heard the Christmas story our entire lives. We know it by heart, and most people we know it, or at least the version that's on TV and in Christmas cards. The world has tamed the story, animated it with bright colors so that it is part of everyone's culture in some weird way. One part story of a tiny baby born in a barn, announced by angels, and one part Santa Claus, two parts Rudolph, and a pinch of Elf on a Shelf. Liturgically minded Christians have been inching towards Christmas for the past 4 weeks, slowly putting up decorations, respectfully engaging in the waiting that the Advent season promotes. But for us, tonight, it's here. Everything we've been waiting for. Spark up the carols, light up the candles, pass the peace, holler Merry Christmas from the mountains. We are jubilant at the arrival of our Lord and Savior. Quite the opposite of the secular world, right? Where the buzz of shopping grinds to a halt and even McDonald's is closed. One foot in the still of the world and one foot in the wild, pure joy of the miracle of birth. Here at this intersection, we part ways with our secular friends. They get to go enjoy a few days off. And on our road as Christians, our work has just begun. A beautiful poem by Howard Thurman says, "When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, to make music in the heart." In just a few minutes, we will be invited to join our voices with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven to praise our God. And though we are only mere mortals, our voices can rise up to the heavens, mingling with angelic voices, with all the people on earth, and bonding with every citizen of heaven, with angels above us in Bethlehem and Mountain View, and angels among us in hospital rooms and grocery stores and homeless shelters, in the car next to us. Our song rises to praise this joyous occasion, this miracle of birth, this miracle of saving grace, the divine soul in a tiny, fragile human body who grows and walks and heals and cries and loves with us, who dies for us. Tonight, he is here in the manger of our church, this place that we call home in our imaginations and in our hearts. Our Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. We are transformed by the Word made flesh, the incarnate Christ. All the company of heaven tells us so. And now we take our peace to all people, and our joyful song will make music in the heart of the world. Merry Christmas.